Blog Talk Radio.
A lot of people have been asking why we have that song at the beginning. So real quick, I'll let everybody know you're here. You're at Scoop Slam Radio. I know we were off for a couple of shows because it was so much going on. But when we first started and we were putting the music together, for the people who don't know, Michael Parks, he used to, back in, I would say, the mid-90s, maybe 1998 or so, he used to roller skate in Venice Beach, and he used to wear like just a half shirt with some dolphin shorts and the socks, the tube socks that had the two stripes or whatever. So that was like one of the main songs that he used to like to roller skate to. So we put that in there.
Put a bandana and some blue blockers.
Yes, exactly. See, but anyways, but I'm glad we're finally back because so much has been going on, you know, with the big success of the, you know, PWA World Cup and people talking about it. And I don't know about you, Mike, but all I've got is messages, emails, phone calls, instant messages, TikToks, everything. When's the next show? When are you guys going to come back? There was so many people that what the main thing was too, Mike, was how family friendly it was. So real quick, I know we got to get Guyam in here, but go ahead and bring us in and then just give us an update on what's happening with PWA.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Scoop Slam Radio. I am your host, Big Mike. And on the ones and twos, as you just heard, it is the legend, Fabi Chulo. What's going on, Fabi?
What's happening? It was funny because I said, Mike, I'm going to give that story about how we got that song. And this is what he said. But, Mike, I got to tell you, man, it's crazy. The people just been, hey, man, what's going on with this? And, you know, we want to see, a lot of people want to see Boom Shasta. And, you know, it's funny, too, because, Jimmy Mayhem is crazy. I like that dude. But when he did Jimmy Shownuff, I thought that was, it's kind of like, have you seen Biggie Biggs when he works for Lucha Vavoom and he has that character, kind of looks like Wilma Flintstone?
No, it looks like Ursula.
Exactly. Go ahead, Mike.
No, go ahead. I was listening to you.
No, it's over. I saw it and instantly said, dude, that is gold. When I saw Jimmy Shownuff, I said, dude, that is over big time. So I would like for him to bring that back. I think he wants to be taken a little bit more serious. And now, especially with Bill Shasta, they want to be taken a little bit more serious, which is a good thing because especially after what happened at the show, to this day, people are talking about how AJ just smashed him with that slam. So he's ready. So to our friend, Jimmy Mayhem, I've been texting him back and forth. I'm like, dude, we're going to get you to the promised land because people want to see that matchup. They want to see who can actually win the tag team titles or whatever now. So we're working on that. But we got Guyam coming up at about the 7:15 mark. So, you know, anything else you want to talk about to kind of put a pin in the last show? Or what's next?
Well, we haven't sat down to let me back up. You know how we are. We don't want to put too much out there,
right?
You know, so let's just say it's a blessing that we may have an opportunity to expand,
right?
And that would be going up north. Well, going northeast. How's that?
Right.
Going northeast. So, we're gonna we're going to go and talk to some people.
Uh-huh.
And because from you know, from what we hear, they want to do a show. And what better way of getting out there is to go do a show. So that
well,
we actually have. Go ahead.
Well, when you do a show, and the people see how successful it is, when they see a lot of people and they see it's a good time and wrestling, they want to be a part of it. And that's what we talked about when you and I were, you know, having our meetings and stuff like that. And it actually came to fruition. You know, they're like, bro, bring this over here. You know, we want to do some of that over here. So that's what we're working on. But Mike and I haven't even had a chance to have our meeting after the big
no.
show, so that we could, you know, see what we did right, what we liked, and some of the things that we need to improve on. And the other show's already in the works. You know, other things are going on. So we have to meet, get that wrapped up, and then start working towards that. So we're definitely looking forward to that. But all in all, it really turned out well. Plus, you know, we got to get Kenny involved and say, hey, look, bro, this is where we want this to go, and what do you think? And then we're working on some, you know, some social media to get a lot of the hits out there, because the sponsors want to come in, but we want to make sure we have a website for them that they can go to, you know, so that they can put their product out there and all that. So it's a lot of work. Right, Mike? For the people who think that you just rent a ring and get some wrestlers, it's a lot more than that, right?
Yeah, you know, we have the website, but what we're trying to do now is make sure that we put everything up there and it looks crisp, so that when we do have potential sponsors, we can say, hey, this is our website. This is where we could, you know, potentially have you guys' banner, commercial, whatever it is you want. You have an opportunity to have it here on the website, as well as here on Scoop Slam. So we're putting our ducks in a row. People will notice you've been under the weather. You're just getting better. And
big time.
If you can't hear it in my voice, I'm at the tail end of mine, which started last weekend.
Yeah.
So it's been one of those, you know, and I got to commend you, because, you know, you still been going out and doing your thing, even though you've been under the weather.
But
me, myself, I'm like, dude, I got, whew.
I think that's what happens when you just keep going. You just go and go and go, and you get like 4 hours of sleep, and, you know, it just, but, you know, we do it for the love of the business. But we, you know, with that being said, you know, Rularam is just a straight nut. I mean, he's just crazy. But then we got Kayem coming up at 7:15, and they did a contract signing, and they were, you know, acting crazy, and he threw water in his face and all that. And Enigma, who's the commissioner, whatever, I got a chance to see the contract, and it said, you know, if come hell or high water, you got to be there. Whoever loses that mask, whoever loses that match is going to lose that mask. No disqualification, no nothing in the cage. The cage will be locked. And, Mike, I thought it was going to be the cage. Like, you know, they bring the cage like we saw at 3PW. Dude, it is in the MMA cage. So you get in that MMA cage, you lock that door, and it is solid. I went to Metroflex the other day, and I saw Guyam working out, dude, not resting or whatever. He was lifting weights or whatever, and then he was in the cage, and he was stretching, and he was doing like neck rolls and all this stuff just to get a feel for the cage. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And he said, hey, man, this is serious, bro. I'm telling you. There is no way. This mask means everything in the world to me, my father, my brother, and everything. He goes, I'm here. I'm getting in shape. I'm ready. Look at me. And I'm like, damn. Like, he had, you know, not gear. He had, like, training gear on with knee pads and wrestling shoes. And dude, he's – and when people are working out and they see him in there and he's got the mask on, they know it's Luchas. And they're like, bro, what's going on? And they're like, in this cage? And he's like, yeah, bro, we're – it's not a wrestling match. It's going to be a fight for the mask. And he's going to have to literally kill me to get this mask. And I'm like, holy shit. So, you know, they're taking it, you know, super serious, and it's going to be huge. But not only that, it's the Malice Memorial Cup, you know, taking kind of like seeing how well and how much people get up and want to see or want to do their best or whatever. I'm going to have him on here pretty soon, Mike, so he can explain it. But it's two battle royals, and then the winners of those are going to go for the cup, and it's a whole thing. So it just goes to show when you have tournaments or whatever like this that people, in other words, the wrestlers want to put out their best. They want to be 100%, and they want to be, you know, the World Cup winner. So you can say, look at AJ. I mean, he took that trophy home. He said, Vito, a mi madre way. He took that trophy home, and he put it in his trophy case. And he's like, yeah, I am the first PWA World Tag Team Cup Tournament winner. So it just shows how big it is, right?
Yeah, man. He was begging to take that trophy home. That's what was funny.
Yeah.
But
now,
go ahead.
Now, real quick, before we get him in here, I'm just going to ask you before we get him on here, Style. You don't have to worry about it or whatever. Now, although Rudo Ram is the way he is, which is, what's the word I'm looking for? Awkward. The style's awkward or whatever. Don't think that, because, you know, he communicates through me because he doesn't have no social media. He doesn't even hardly know what that is, but he'll send me stuff, say, bro, can you put this out there for me? He ain't got no kids. So he has to send it. You know what I mean? So I put the stuff up for him, whatever, but he tells me too. He goes, dude, I don't think for one second. What he tells me is this whole Rudo Ram thing, I hadn't been able to bring it out to the forefront because I've been stuck in Mexico for so long and it's hard to get over here. And then when all the stuff went down, but if you see the pictures that were put up on the social media today, Mike, they were cool. At one time, those pictures are from like right when the pandemic was starting to dwindle down. So Puerto Escondido, they had to do it outside, you know, because they didn't want anybody inside and because of the pandemic. So I didn't even get to go to that. Jessica went for the, not Radio Ranchito, but whatever, Furia Latina Estudio. She went and took some shirts. They had a big thing over there. So Rudo Ram was there and everybody was cool. Everybody had a good time. They were drinking. So they were friends at one time, but then I don't know what happened, and he kind of blames Guyam for him not being able to get out here, and he's like, you helped everybody else, but you can't help me, so now you're going to pay the price. And so he has a big chip on his shoulder, and he tells me all the time, dude, I'm coming for blood. Don't think for one second that it's going to be, you know, the way I wrestle and stuff like that. He goes, I'm coming. There's no way. Now that I'm able to get out here and people like it, you know, the Rudo Ram gimmick is over. He goes, and I don't want to lose that. I don't want to lose that gimmick or whatever. So it's a serious fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know, look, I think the one thing that Rudo Ram has not seen, and I've had the pleasure of seeing you and Kayam and seeing the side of Kayam, because you guys used to go at it.
Oh yeah.
And I remember you guys were going at it, and there was a side of Kayam I mean he was just
no
full of rage.
I felt it.
He was pinpoint with everything that he did to you. It was like everything he did with a purpose.
Right.
Because he felt disrespected. So, you know, I don't know if Rudo Ram knows that Kayam has that kind of a switch that he can turn on, but he's going to find out. And I don't know if he's ready for it.
I told him when he hit me with that maroma, that front flip from the third rope, I seriously thought that like either my kidney or my liver, whichever side here, like burst, like it hit so hard that I felt it all the way up, like through the back of my neck. And I thought, damn, I'm not going to be able to go on. But something in your body tells you, no, you got to keep going or whatever. So it's serious, dude, I'm telling you. But anyways, let me take the break. I'll tell Guyam to go ahead and call in and we'll take it from there. How about that?
Let's go.
Guyam gave me the maroma, and he hit me on the left side, so that would be like my liver. And I could barely breathe. This is how it sounded.
Sound Drive.
Dude, it's been so busy. I barely got home, so I wasn't. I love to put a little Dusty Rhodes, you know, in here right about now. But I got so much going on, I can't even do it. But anyways, real quick for the people listeners, you're here. You're at Scoop Slam Radio. Don't forget, you could check out Scoop Slam Radio on Blog Talk. Mike, give them that link real quick.
www.blogtalkradio.com/BossHog BossHog9.
Right.
www.blogtalkradio.com/BossHog BossHog9.
Real quick while we're there he is. Hold on 1 second here. All right, real quick, again, for the people listening, you're here at Scoop Slam Radio. And, Mike, I got to tell you, our special guest is on the line, but I went to Metroflex Gym last Saturday because they had the hot dogs. Now, I went before, and this happened to me again. This isn't just a regular hot dog, my friend. This is a fried hot dog fried in manteca with all the trimmings. So Saturday, I get there. I was late. I had to pick up the girls from the SWAT in Cyprus. I get there. They're all gone. Guyam, real quick before we get into talking about this big show, there was a powerlifting meet, and people were just coming all over for these hot dogs. So maybe if I go down to check out the show on Sunday, maybe if you can ask your wife to cook one up, throw it in some foil, and bring it for me, man, I will be most appreciative.
Hey, I'm sure you'll be more than happy to run a...
Hey, for sure. Mike, go ahead and bring us in and announce our special guest.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone with us right now and on the show with us right now is our cool friend of the show, co-owner of Lucha Libre Alliance, Mr. Guyam. Guyam, how are you doing tonight, brother?
Oh, my brother, Mike. I'm so happy to be on this wonderful show. So just thrilled like always to be able to talk lucha and talk about Lucha Libre Alliance and talk about this big humongous show coming up this Sunday and my humongous match with that crazy guy Rudo Ram.
You know, Guyam, I gotta tell you, man, I don't know if you listened to the opening or whatever, but we talked a lot about that match because not only is it the Malice Memorial Cup and you're going to have two separate battle royals and the winners are going to take on each other, but, you know, I talked to Rudo Ram and I said, hey, you know, I got to tell you, bro, you know, because he calls me and he goes, look, I don't know what Guyam is thinking. He, you know, I'm coming for him. And then he sent me those pictures. I remember that because Jessica went to Puerto Escondido. It was right after the pandemic, so everything had to be outside. So she went. I think she went to go take some shirts to the guys from Furio Latino Estudio or whatever. And Rudo Ram was there. Everybody was having a good time. He did an interview with the Furio Latino Estudio. He even did a little one with Black Abyss or whatever. So everybody was kind of cool. So then I said, well, bro, what happened? You know, or whatever. He goes, nah, man. He goes, I've been trying to get over here forever, and Guyam has helped so many people. I don't know what happened to me, and, you know, he left me out in the cold. And I'm like, well, dude, you got to get over that. He said, no, that's it, man. You know, that's why I went after him. And when we get in that cage, he's got nowhere to run. I said, but dude, I've had a match with Guyam, no holds barred. I said, and when he gave me a maroma, I thought he burst my liver, dude. He's no joke. I'm telling you, bro, he is going to have to literally kill me to take this mask. I'm finally in the United States. My gimmick, everything is finally, you know, over with the people. He said, so if I lose it now, you know, I have nothing left. So real quick, before we get into talking about the card, give me your thoughts on that, because I was telling Mike that I went to Metroflex the other day and I saw you, and you were working out in the cage. And I'm like, dude, what's going on? You go, hey, bro, I'm taking this serious. I got to get a feel for this cage. And I was telling all Mike, right, you came in all your gear, you're doing neck rolls, and you're doing – and I'm like, bro, so you actually are taking this just as serious or more serious. So for the people listening, explain that, because if you lose the mask, that's the whole identity, you know, for the Chivos or whatever. So talk about that real quick.
Well, brother, I'm absolutely looking forward to this match, and I look forward to it because I feel 100% ready to go against this guy who's heavier than me, but that's no problem. That's Tony Raitt.
Yeah.
I'm used to that. I'm used to that. And so I'm working out very, very hard. I take every single match very seriously, but especially if my mask is on the line. And this guy, you never know his reaction. I'm so happy that Enigma put this match in the cage. This way there's no intervention of any kind. One time his referee was Mr. California, and that didn't work out. I got railroaded, and it wasn't a good thing. So anyway, we're in the cage, and I'm ready for it, man. And let me tell you something. This Sunday we were in Puerto Escondido, and of course retirement is in the horizon. I mean, that's just the way it is. That's life, you know.
Yeah.
And so I happened to mention that, and this one fan was a big fan. He went up to me and he says, hey, Kayam, listen to me. My money was on you for this with mask versus mask match. But when I heard you that you're contemplating retirement, hey, I'm going to switch my money to Rudo Ram. And I told brother, you can do whatever the heck you want. But I'll tell you one thing. I keep the money on old Kayam because whether I'm considering retirement down the line or not, that does not affect this Sunday. This Sunday, I go in there like a raging bull. Sunday, I go in with the same hunger, with the same dedication, with the same absolute intensity as if it were my first match, okay?
Yeah.
So, Rudo Ram, you better be ready, brother, because, yes, I already went to the cage, and it's, oh, man, that thing is stiff. That thing is stiff. But again, I used to work out at Gil's Garage. I used to call it Concrete Gil's.
Yes.
That was such a stiff ring. Yeah, I remember that.
But,
Concrete Gil's, they used to call it.
Yeah,
and
but
so
Mike, Kayam, I thought it was, you know, you were going to bring the cage or whatever, but it's Kayam was working out in the MMA cage, and I said, bro, you get, he goes, no, it's in this cage. And I was like,
in
that cage is no joke. I mean, and it's not that big, because so you're right there. You have nowhere
right
to run, nowhere
there's
to
no
hide.
So you can run, but you can't hide.
Yeah, was that your idea?
Actually, it's Enigma's idea. Enigma says,
andale,
throw you guys in there like two bantams. And so you guys are going to go at it. I mean, there's nothing. He can't escape anywhere. You have him there, or he has you there. One of you guys is going to lose that mask, and that's what the fans are paying to go watch, and that's what they're going to get. My dad told me from the very beginning that you chose to put that mask on. I didn't tell you to wear it. You decided to wear it, so now you defend that thing tooth and nail. You defend that. And I've done it many times, not very recently, against Tony Raitt. And this Sunday, I'm really thrilled. And I hope everybody shows up and fans out there. I need that. You know what? It's nothing like getting cheered on by the crowd that gets you that extra step. You know, it's just so big part of the whole thing.
Hey, Kayam, real quick, because I got a message from, I don't know if he's listening or whatever, but Rudo Ram just sent me a message, and he said, pues dile al Kayam, él necesita hablar con el amigo Dynamic, porque necesitan un corte de pelo. Para toda la gente miran que hayan un pelo suelto.
Oh,
I forgot Dynamique is a barber or whatever. So Mikey's saying,
yeah,
tell the people that he needs to talk to Dynamique so that he can cut his hair. So when they take the mask off, they can see his nice, like loose hair or whatever.
Yeah. Wow.
Can you believe that?
He comes up with some stuff that I don't even know where he's coming from.
Does Dynamique even still cut hair?
Left field.
I don't even know, man, but that's crazy.
Go ahead, Mike.
Kayan, before we got you on, Fabi and I were talking, and I said, I don't know if Luzoran even is ready for Kayan. I said, because, you know, I've seen a different Kayan, especially when you and Fabi used to go at it. And
yeah.
It was a different. It was like a switch came on, and I told Fabi,
I said,
he fought you. He fought you with purpose. His intent was to go out and hurt
Absolutely.
You for the disrespect you gave him. So that's the Kayan we're going to see on Sunday against Luzoran.
Absolutely, Mike. You're getting Kayan Chivo power all the way, man. It's a at full throttle. Full throttle,
yeah.
Evil power this Sunday. No holds bar, just going in there. And I'm ready to rumble, man. It's just, I'm counting the days. I really am.
That's going to be
I'm
huge.
Nervous.
But
you got to be nervous. I'm ready to go, man. I want the days to go fast. I want somebody to be here. Let's get it on.
Real quick, Mike, I'm going to have to take a quick break just so I could reset. But real quick for the people listening to us here on Scoop Slam Radio, don't forget, it's Lucha Libre Alliance. The moment is now. It's going to be this Sunday at the Metroflex Sports Complex. It's at 12551 East Carson Street in the City of Hawaiian Gardens. The doors open at 2 o'clock. Bell time is 3 p.m., so make sure you get there. Honestly, you got to get there because, you know, it's food and entertainment. There's all kinds of stuff going on. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Kayan about the car because not only that, you got, you know, AJ going against Vito Fratelli, and you got the cup and everything. So let me take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk about that. Hang on, everybody.
All right, man, brother.
All right, all you, Mike.
Hey, well, now that we're back, Kayan, let's go into this to the entire card because again, from what I'm hearing, from first match to last match, this card is going to be huge and it's going to be exciting. So, give us the rundown.
One of the biggest cards ever.
Yeah, the preliminary is the Rickster versus Legend Daryl. These two kids have been going at it for a while. It's a crowd pleaser. The fans love seeing these two guys going at it. So they're just going to set the tone for the whole show. They did it the last time. They'll do it again. So it's a very exciting preliminary. And then from there, we start the first battle royal. One, two, three, four, five, six guys. Volcan Sr., Warhawk, Poder Infernal, Maligno, Jaguar de Oro, and Super Nacho. They are in the first battle royal. From there, there'll be one winner, and it's the same, and it's a very classic Mexican style, either over through the third rope or a count out. So that's the first battle royal, and there'll be a winner there. Second battle royal is going to be Tony Reyes, big Tony Reyes, Volcan Jr., who's also a big dude, The Plague, Javis, who's half of the tag team champs, Robbie, the very experienced Robbie Phoenix, and Kali, the little guy. But that little guy, hey, you better watch out with that little freaking guy. Your legs, you go through your fingers. I mean, this guy is so fast. and Nimble that I wouldn't be surprised if he comes out winner. And so after that, there'll be a break, and then they go for the final for the actual cup. The winner of the first battle royal versus the second battle royal in a one fall match, and so that will determine the Mali's Cup 24 winner. And all 12 guys deserve it. All 12 guys are top notch. And then of course there's that big match, which is not a title match, but if Vito wins, then he assures a shot at AJ Manaz's title. So it's AJ Manaz versus Vito, and Vito wants it so bad. And AJ doesn't put up with nonsense. He doesn't put up with a challenge. You this, you that. He wants to show Vito that he's not even the number one contender. Because he said, why does this guy just come and show up and right away get a title shot when there's people like Robbie and so many other guys that are in line, especially Warhog? This guy has been the number one already for months. Enigma de Oro says, okay, we'll have this special match. If Vito wins, then that is an absolute shot at the title, which will the next Lucha Libre show is June 2nd. So they will go for the title. But Vito has to come up a winner. So that's one heck of a match. Heck of a match.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's a stacked card.
In a cage match, the fans will move their chairs. They go to the cage. And, wow. That is something. I'm trying to sleep as best as I can. But the adrenaline is just already started pumping. And I just can't wait, man. I just can't wait for that big match. I'm waiting for it. It's always been a shot of adrenaline going into a mano a mano when your mask is at stake. In this case, I would say possibly even my career. But let's get this going, man.
Well, real quick, Mike, I got an email from our good friend from our first show. When we first started this podcast, clams189@gmail.com, they want to know if there's a number that they can call so they want to reserve some seats.
Absolutely. The number is area code 562-896-3954.
3954.
Absolutely. One more time.
Go ahead.
Area code 562-896-3954.
Okay, and I'll make sure and give that number at the end of the show. So clams189@gmail.com. I'll be sure to give that in case you missed it. 562-896-3954. Dude, that just tells you how interested people are to come in to check this out. I mean, that's a huge show. So whoever wins, you know, the two Battle Royal winners that go one fall at the end, do they get get in line for a title shot maybe somewhere down the line as well as the cup, or how does that work?
Absolutely. Winning that cup puts them right up there with the number one contender.
Yeah.
So that's championship repercussion, yes. So everything falls into place. The next big show is June 2nd.
Yeah.
And so, it definitely will lead to a title shot.
Yeah. I got to tell you, man, I mean, when I heard about this and you put this show together, I thought, dude, just that mask versus mask alone is huge. But then with all the other added, you know, stuff that's in there with the Malice Cup, and then you got, you know, the number one contender with AJ and Vito. And I talked, you know, it's funny because everybody not only goes to Metroflex to do the show, but a lot of people work out there because it's so huge and they have so much equipment. So I saw AJ and he's like, bro, I'm working on putting out 30 pounds. He said 30 pounds, not fat. He goes, just, you know, some bulk and some muscle. Yeah. So, I mean, not only, It's guy I'm taking it serious, going out working in the cage and getting ready. Same thing with AJ, because to me, guy, when you're on the top like that, you know, everybody starts gunning for you. So I'm thinking, okay, probably going to want a shot. And, of course, Warhawk and Plague, those guys have been fighting back and forth for that thing forever. But then here comes Vito. Hey, bro, you know, I want a shot at that belt or whatever. So now everybody, he's the target. You know, he's got the target on his back.
Yeah.
So he has to step up his game, which I think he has. Now that I see him, he goes out. He's got a suit on. You know, he's really, you know, taking everything serious, because when you get to a certain point, which says a lot for your company. You know, that they're taking it serious, and they're wearing a suit, and they're going to Puerto Escondido, and, you know, they're making the appearances and stuff like that. So I got to tell you, man, props to you and to Enigma for making it, you know, a professional organization where people want to come and show their stuff. But, yeah, that was the goal, right?
Absolutely. And if we could push the guys to the limit, that's what it's all about. And, of course, we were always at the same thing. Who are the benefactors? The fans.
The fans
are the ones who come out with the winners. And, I mean, we're professionals. And all the guys who are participating from the first bout to the main, all professionals and all guys that understand that they're hardworking people, that they come to the venue, spend their hard-earned money, and they want to see true grit. They want to see the real boy, you know, they want to see the best, and they're getting the best.
Well, I'm going to put this out again when we're done right here. But before I do that, let's talk about PWA, man. I mean, Guyam, I don't know what happened to Fletch Fugaz. I know he had some travel issues or whatever. So Guyam, they had to throw in Jimmy Mayhem at the last minute, which they had to go up against Vito and AJ. So they put up a good fight. I thought it went really well, and I thought for a minute, I said, dude, they're going to upset this whole thing. But unfortunately, dude, Vito gave Jimmy the power bomb, and AJ came up from the rooftops or whatever. And so when I was – because I work in the back, you know, I didn't get to see much. I did get to see that slam, though. And, you know, I told Guyam, I said, hey, bro, you know, you deserve another shot because Fletch was supposed to be here. So talk about that real quick, Guyam. You know, would you like to team back up with Fletch Fugaz and get another shot? You know, because now we're talking titles. We're talking PWA titles.
Yes, absolutely. I would love to have Fletcher. Fletcher was involved in a collision in the freeway. Thankfully, I've spoken to him already since then. So thankfully, he's okay and his family's okay. But, of course, it was a very traumatic experience. But he's doing fine. And I would love to team up with him to challenge the champs. But I'll tell you one thing. Even Mayhem, I was so proud of that kid. Because, boy, he took a beating. And we got at him. We were on them. But these guys are just so strong. And then I thought we would be able to pull it off, because these guys were, AJ and Vito, they were arguing from the moment they were in the room. So I turned to a man, Papa, just follow my lead. I think we might be able to pull the upset here, because these guys are not working as a team. And but I must say, you know, they're very, very powerful. And Vito, of course, he gave Mayhem a big slam, and then AJ came off the third rope, and that was pretty much it. But I would love to take another shot at these guys. With Fletcher, of course, would be the best. But if not Fletcher, that Mayhem kid, he has what it takes. I'm a fan, and I like that kid.
Mike, what about them two against Sean Black and Mikey O'Shea?
You know, I owe Fletcher has a run back, you know, since what happened with the accident. So, of course. I want to see those two together. I want to see Kayanne and La Fletcher out together. You know, I can't wait.
Mike,
I can't wait.
Mike, were you ringside when that match went on?
Yes, I was.
Because, you know, real quick, Mike, for the people,
no idea.
The people who don't know.
No idea.
there's an office in the back, you know, and so I'm in the office and I'm getting the, you know, stuff ready, and we're doing all kinds of stuff back there and staging fighters and getting them out there and stuff. But it was so loud. I came out of the office to see what was going on. And I don't know what Guyam was dazed. I don't know what he got hit with or whatever, but he was outside the ring. And then when they power slammed or body slammed Jimmy and AJ came out, I could hear all the way from the office. I could hear Guyam go, "Híjole."
Oh, yeah.
He just kind of turned it.
I will see that big old splash.
I was walking around, you know, doing what I was supposed to be doing, paying attention to everything. But I look up and I see, I mean, as much as Vito and AJ are like oil and water,
right?
That final move they did on Jimmy Mayhem, I mean, Vito caught him with a slam, and right when he hit, AJ was already in the air. And I'm not lying when I say this. I did not know AJ was that high.
Yeah.
He was up there, and then to hear when he hit, it was thunder. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
It was a frog silent when I the flash. Yeah. Very, very, very well executed and just right on the money. I mean,
that's good timing. Yeah, good time.
It was amazing.
Real quick for the people listeners here on Scoop Slam Radio, don't forget, big show coming up. It's Lucha Libre Alliance. The moment is now. Not only is it the Malis Memorial Cup tournament, and not only AJ versus Vito Fratelli for the number one contendership for the world title, and also opening up with Daryl and Rickster, who goes 100 miles an hour. It's the big mass versus mass, Guyam El Chivo versus Rudo Ramp in the MMA cage, which is amazing to me. But if you want to check it out, it's this Sunday. It's at the Metroflex Sports Complex. It's at 12551 East Carson Street, in the city of Hawaiian Gardens. Doors open at 2. Bell time is 3 p.m. Also, if you want to call and reserve, you know, reserve your spots or your tickets or whatever, you can call.
Very good idea to call.
Yeah, you can call 562-896-3954. And I'll give that number again at the end of the show. So I got to take another break. Guyam, can you stay for the news, or you got to go? Or?
Well, brother, actually, yes, I have to do another promo. We'll be working, but I want to thank you so much for having me on. Thank you so much, Mike. Appreciate
it. Of course.
Hey, I hope you're there this Sunday, my brother.
We look forward to it. There is no way we're missing that show.
I'm there. Don't you worry about it. I'm there. And I might even get a Marta Villalobos t-shirt made.
Andale, wait. You put Marta Villalobos in that cage and somebody might die. I'll tell you that right now. But real quick, everybody, don't forget, big show this Sunday. I'll give that phone number again at the end of the show. Guyam, a million thank yous for coming on, man. We look forward to this show. It's going to be huge.
Thank you, Mike. Well,
all right.
You guys, power forever, and see you everybody Sunday. And please write that telephone number, call. It's the best thing to do. This way you have your reservations and you won't have problems.
For sure. All right, we'll be right back after this.
I'm telling you personally, Guyam. I'm coming. I'm
not
reserving. I'm telling you. I'll be there.
All right,
my brother.
All right, we'll be right back after this. Hang on, everybody.
Why, hello there, and welcome.
That Guyam, he is just so pretty. Ain't he pretty? He is just so pretty. Hey, you know, it sucks that he couldn't stay on for the news, because I wanted to get some of his thoughts on that. But, you know, a lot happening. I don't know about you, Mike, but I pay $1,000 a month in cable because I got to see everything. I got to see New Japan on Access and the NCAA on Big Ten Network and stuff like that. So, you know, I watch a lot and I keep up a lot, you know, with the news. So, I want to start off with something that when I saw it, I thought, dude, this is going to be something. And I want to get your thoughts on this. You know, Tama Tonga is done with New Japan. And from what they say, he's going to come to WWE. Now, that's interesting. You know, we talk a lot about, you know, if this match up and mix this up with this. If they bring him in, A, is he going to be with the Bloodline? Or is he going to go against the Bloodline? Because that dude, Tama Tonga, that dude's no joke. He worked in CMLL. He worked in New Japan. And I think you were with us when we went to, which we talk about a lot. When the Guerrillas of Destiny went up against Cody Rhodes, and I think it was Marty Scurll, dude, when Brandi Rhodes covered Cody, they didn't care. They splashed her, and I was like, oh, my God, I thought she was dead. So those guys are really good. I don't know if they're bringing the brother, too, but I know they say Tama Tonga's going to go to WWE. I think that is huge. I think that if they do it right, I just don't want them to bury him, which I don't think they will. I think this guy's got a little too much. So give me your thoughts on that, Mike.
I see him coming out as an ally to Jey Uso.
Oh, dude. And have
it done at WrestleMania.
Oh, jeez.
At the biggest stage, and have Jey be like, you know what? Y'all thought I was by myself because now I didn't have my brother by my side.
Yeah.
But I do have a big cousin, and have him come down, dude. I mean, I there's so much you can now do with the Bloodline.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would take the chance on bringing Jacob Fatu in. That would be crazy.
That's what they've been talking about. Maybe Jacob Fatu, and they've been talking about Juicy Finau and Lance on Hawaii. They've been talking about them too. I don't know if that's in the works, but it's pretty much a sure thing that Tama Tonga's coming over. That might be a little bit too much. But I think if they bring Tama Tonga in, I mean, that'll just really shake things up and really, really be. Now, see, that's something I'd pay money to see. You know what I mean? I would pay money to see that or whatever. So I think they're starting to make the moves. Now, did Triple H take over that completely now, or do we know what's going on? Because that sounds like something he's smart enough to actually do.
I mean, I do believe he is. Pretty much head of creative.
Yeah.
And you know, you saw when he was taking over NXT, what he was bringing to NXT.
Right.
And the way in which NXT started gaining momentum because of his ideas. And now being up there at the, you know, head of creative at the big boy.
Yeah,
I think he's going to try and or do more than even him and The Rock and him and Stone Cold.
Right.
The Attitude Era, he has a chance to replicate or even be better than the Attitude Era if people can believe that. Because his mind is so, I mean, when he's able to do what he wants to do, his mind is so creative.
Yeah.
That, you know, because he's getting back to telling stories.
Yeah.
And that's what's been missing. So, you know, but to stay on this, you know, it's the end of an era in New Japan.
Oh, you know, yeah.
You got the original Guerrillas of Destiny. You know, one is leaving, and Okada's gone too. And it's just, it's funny because,
so's Will Ospreay.
But on his way out, you know, Tama got pinned in his last match.
Yeah.
And you know, Okada was like, it's my last match, but I'm not going out on my back. No, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's Edge? Where does he go?
I don't think they're going to suffer. I really don't. You got Zack Sabre Jr., who can go with anybody. Did you see? You saw him and Bryan Danielson go at it. That was a match and a half, which we knew that was going to deliver.
And so now, since you brought it up, that I was going to bring it up. Let me ask you. Give me your honest opinion. Can you call that match a classic?
I don't know if it was so much a classic. I just thought it showed the diversity with New Japan. You know, it doesn't have to be knockdown, dragout. They went hold to hold and, you know, did a lot of back and forth, and it showed a different side that you can see actual wrestling and enjoy it. But dude, when him and Rico Dynamite wrestled Gavinario and what's his name over there, they put on a show, and they did a lot of hold to hold and a lot of chain wrestling and hit some spots. And when the crowd can stand up and clap after that, you know you got something. But they do have a lot of young boys that are coming up. You know, now I can't remember their name. One of them teamed with Moxley and Wheeler Yuta at that New Japan show, and they looked good, bro. I mean, well, you know, coming from a young boy, to finally get your gimmick and go, you got to be on top of your game. So I think they're going to be okay. I think that, you know, you got TJ Perkins is still up there. When the New Japan comes to the United States, but they tell TJ Perkins, no, you're going to stay up here because we want you for this, and that tells you you're a bad dude. You know, and when they had Fantastic Mania, they took the guys from CMLL out there. They put on a show too, so they're I think they're gonna be all right.
You know, are you talking about Red Shoes and Sun?
Yes.
Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, he's gonna be nice.
Yeah, dude. They're gonna be all right, and you still have a lot of people that want to go out there. Look at Dolph Ziggler. You know, he went out there. Look at how he looks now. I mean, he looked good, you know, out there. So I think they're going to be all right. I, you know, with the product that they have, they're good. But not only that, but staying on that, you know, Rocky Romero, who's in with New Japan and in with CMLL, Tony Khan was smart to say, hey, well, let's bring you on and you can help us with some of that talent so that we can, you know, do some good matchups or whatever right there. So that too says a lot. You know, you got somebody like Rocky Romero who's been in the business for such a long time and worked in CMLL and a lot of New Japan. He's going to put some good matchups together. But, Mike, what I hope doesn't happen, which I'm starting to see a little bit of, I don't want them to bring them guys over to put over these knuckleheads. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Real quick, Mike, before we're running up against the clock, but, I don't get the whole Eddie Kingston thing. I don't. He's got 15 belts from New Japan and all that. And I'm like, please don't bring these guys to feed him. You know what I mean? Because somebody who's got a lot of talent and is in shape and is ready to go to come and put this guy over. I mean, that's just me. But give me your thoughts on that.
Be disrespectful because Eddie Kingston has paid his dues. But
right.
I think that he's not as big of a deal as Tony Khan and New Japan may be making him out.
Uh-huh.
There are some younger guys that are better. You know, maybe they're not as skilled on the mic as he is, but ring-wise, you know, they would wrestle circles around him. So,
right.
You know, I don't know what they're trying to do.
No, but what I'm talking about is I get it, you know, but I don't want these guys from CMLL to come in to put over Moxley and put over Eddie Kingston and put them against each other or put them against guys who can work. Like they've been putting them against those guys, Top Flight or whatever, you know, guys like that. That's what I'm talking about. Just don't bring them in to put over these guys, you know. And
Dante and his brother,
to this day. You know, I love Joe to death, man. He can go with anybody. And I don't think they're matching him up against the right people because they got to keep him with, like, what's his name is over. What's his name? He used to be Killshot in Prince Nana's guy. What's his name? Swerve Strickland. Dude, that dude is over. You know, as much as I love Joe, you might want to put the belt on that guy only because he's people go nuts for that guy. And that little dance that my nephew does that, Mason.
Oh, no.
You know, that's all he does is the Prince Nana and TikTok videos and all that. So they're over. So you gotta give the people what they want. You know what I'm saying? But to this day, you put that belt on Claudio Castagnoli, you will solidify your company because you could send him to CML. He went to New Japan, and he looked amazing out there because he can go with anybody, and the strength is ridiculous.
They should have never took the Ring of Honor belt off of him.
Exactly. Exactly.
Speaking of Mace, shout out and happy birthday to Pumpkin Spice.
Yeah.
He's celebrating a birthday this week. So Mace, if you're listening, happy birthday, bro.
You know what we did for his birthday?
What?
We put the mats out and trained amateur wrestling because that's all he talks about. Because I think he's got 2 more years till he's in high school, and he wants to be ready. So that's what we did for his birthday. But real quick, Mike, since we're running up against the clock, because I got to go myself, the Rebellion Amarillo used to be Damien, Bestia, and Mecha Wolf. Okay, I don't actually know what happened. I think Mecha Wolf wanted to stay with NWA, and Bestia wanted to stay in Mexico because he's got kids that are competing in tournaments and stuff like that. So I think he wants to stay close to home. So they made a new Rebellion Amarillo. Have you seen it in the Crash?
No, you know what? I was going to ask you about it because I saw a vignette of Damian and Bestia, and I'm like, are they talking about wrestling each other?
No, the new Rebellion Amarillo is Bestia, Black Tarus, and Rey Scorpion Jr.
Oh.
And it, dude, they wrestled at the Crash against Rush, Dragonlistico, and somebody else I can't remember. But, dude, whoever's putting matches together for that Crash is a genius. I know Conan had it, was in it for a while, but he's not there anymore. But whoever's putting those matches together, you know, knows what they're doing. Dude, when you could put Bestia and Mecha Wolf against Mustache Mountain, somebody knows what they're doing up there. So they made that match, and it was huge, bro. So I think Rebellion, but from what I hear, Black Tarus is supposed to be working in AEW, but I think he's finishing up a couple of dates before he gets over there. But dude, you bring Bestia, Tarus, and Scorpion Jr. to AEW, they'll just run roughshod, don't you think?
Oh man, if they'll be allowed to, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you already know. They would go in and wreak havoc.
Yes.
In AEW. You know who I want to see over in AEW and see them demolish everybody? Is Titan.
Besides Marta Villalobos?
Titan.
Oh, yeah, Titan. He's in New Japan right now, dude. Another one. That guy's amazing. He can go. Hey, man, I mean, the future's bright if you just make those right matchups. And I think with Rocky helping out, I think he's going to get him to the promised land. But anyways, Mike, I'm looking forward to Sunday, bro. I'll see you there. I'm definitely going. Everybody wants to go check out. I mean, because not only just the mask versus mask, but the whole show is just amazing. It's super card. So for the people listeners, don't forget – Lucha Libre Alliance is going to be at the Metroflex Sports Complex. It's called The Moment Is Now. It's the Malice Memorial Cup. Not only that, but AJ against Vito and Daryl against Rickster. And, of course, the Mask versus Mask, Rulo Ram versus Guyam El Chivo in the cage. Not the cage, but the MMA cage that has no give. So you definitely, for that alone, you want to come check that out. So it's at 12551 East Carson Street in Hawaiian Gardens. Doors open at 2, bell time is 3. If you want to reserve some seats or check out the tickets or whatever, you can call 562-896-3954. And a special shout out to clams189@gmail.com for checking that out so we can get that number. So go ahead, Mike, give us some words of wisdom and we'll get out of here. You need a smoke?
I apologize. No. I apologize for the coughing. You guys stay tuned. Updates on what we're doing at PWA. Like I said,
yeah,
you know, we'll sit down and have our coffee and and chit chat and start putting things together.
Yes.
Look forward to seeing us the next few months, you guys, because we've got things coming up. So,
and,
keep
your
ears and eyes open.
We'll keep everybody updated on social media. And if you ever want to come down to Local Grind with us, you have to see Michael Parks. He can suck down a Funky Monkey, the big one, the, I don't know, was a 40 ounce or whatever, in like three drinks. It's just like boom, and it's out of there. So you got to come check that out. We tip the baristas. They put some disco. The other day we had Brothers Johnson on or whatever. So
yeah,
it's always a good time. But, you know, that too, Mikey, Guyam even said before he left, hey, bro, you know, I want to team up with Fletcher so we can, you know, keep, you know, show them what we got. So it's just going to keep mushrooming from there with the Pacific Wrestling Alliance. So good job. I mean, you know, to put a lid on that bad boy, I think it's just going to keep going onward and upward. So we'll keep everybody up to date on the social media. Mike, can you give that website real quick before we get out of here?
Oh, it's the PWA website. You go to Wix and type in PWA, and our website will come up.
Perfect.
Ooh,
and
right there.
And PWA official for Instagram?
PWA underscore official on Instagram. You know, that's our prime spot. So,
yeah,
you know,
perfect.
If you guys are listening, hey, hit us up. Give us some ideas on what you guys want to see.
Yeah,
you know,
we'll make it happen.
So that we can better the product, you know. Because like Kayam said, it's so true. The benefactors of this whole entire thing is you, the fans.
Yeah, no
so
doubt.
If we can bring you guys, if we can send you guys home happy, we've done our job as a company.
Yeah.
So, you know, start reaching out to us, everybody.
Yeah, for
on
sure.
That note,
we'll keep everybody up to date. All right, Mike, I'll see you Sunday for sure. All right, my man?
All right. On that note, you guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight at Scoop Slam. And we look forward to seeing you guys here again next week. On behalf
Absolutely.
Of myself, Big Mike, Bobby, say good night, bro.
All right, everybody. We'll see everybody next Tuesday.
Good night.